Good morning, good evening. I hope you're all well. I hope you're doing your daily meditation and finding that the three-week period is rather balanced in that way. I hope you're looking forward to Rosh Chodesh come Sunday night and that you'll take advantage of it by connecting to the Kaf and the Tet. And the fourth verse. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach right now. Ana B'Koach Gedula Chimincha Tati Tzerua Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. These six letters have a gematria of 506, which is the same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel rinat amcha sadvenu taharenu no ra. Kufre Shayin Sintet Nun. Kufre Shayin has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means hornasa, or sustenance. Idka Shin is a sequence of letters that allows us to take back the energy we've given to the other side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rahmei tzidkatcha tamid gamlem. Bet tetresh tzadi taf gimel. The sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach, which has as its essence, eternal victory. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Na'el Adatah. This sequence of letters connects us to the Sefirah of Hod, and Hod has as its essence appreciation, thankfulness. Yachid Ge'e Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence of letters allows us to speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. The first three, Shinkufav or Shin and Kuf, has a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds by the 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. The 400 represents perfection in all four worlds, utilizing the concept of perfection as expressed by 10 Sephirot within 10 Sephirot. The balance of the four letters have the same gematria as the first verse, 506, and represents Ahavatinam, unconditional love. And this comes to teach us, if we're willing to learn, comes to teach us that it's only through love that we can reach perfection. And the last line is said silently. And the last line is said in a whisper. Tonight, we're reading from the Parasha of Matot. Matot means heads, the heads of the tribes. Masai, which is the double portion this week, is the journey of the 42 letters, or the journey of the 42 stages in our life. And the 42 stages of the Israels going in the desert for 40 years. And each of those stages is connected to a letter of the Aleph of Bet through the Anabekoth. And we also learn to permutate the spelling of the seven stops in each of the six, in each of the seven journeys, so that we arrive at a 49 steps as well as 42. That's a hint for the wise. Does anybody have any questions before I start? Okay, there are only six verses in the Zohar of Matot, and they're quite informative. This is the first time I'm actually reading a Zohar on the recordings that I have not read before. That I have read before. So it will be somewhat interesting to see if the fact that I've read it before affects my understanding. The call hatah banashim asher layadu mishkav zachar taman taninan amar Rabbi Yehuda ein haolam mitznaheg ela pitre gavni diatu mistar Ita di ishta kachat hakimat liba kahidiki bekol isha chachmat lev v'yadecha tavu v'yaviu matve et hat kelet v'et ha'argaman umay matyan et hat kelet v'et Ha'argaman gavnin diklilan begoy begavna kegavne. This is verse 1. The section is titled, The World is Maintained by Two Colors Only. But all the women
children that have not known man by lying with him. This verse is from Bamidbar. In relation to this, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda said the world is maintained by two colors only, white and red, namely chassidim and chokhmah of the left, that come from the aspect of the white, wise-hearted woman. Hence it says, and all the women that were wise-hearted did spin with their hands, and brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple. Verse from Shemot. What did they bring? The scripture says blue and purple, which are colors contained within colors. That is, there are two main colors, white and red, and blue and purple colors are included within these two colors. White represents the right column. Left represents the left column. White represents Zeron Pin. Left, blue, or red represents Malchut. Blue and purple are colors that come, are included in those two. If you mix red and something else, you will move towards the purple. It's all the understanding of what we're expressing in the manifestation of colors. Verse 2. Chada hu diktiv darshat semer vofishtim v'ta'aschav b'chefetz kafeha uktiv b'yadecha tavu mai tavu amar Rabbi Yehuda tavu v'dina tavu b'rachame amar Rabbi Yitzhak amai itkarya Isha amarle kiklila, bedina vikuklila erachame. This is the meaning of she seeks wool and flax and works too willingly with her hands. Since wool pertains to the right and mercy, and flax to the left and judgment, it is also written, did spin with their hands. What is spin? Rabbi Yehuda says, they spin with judgment and they spin with mercy. That is, they interlace right and left with each other, and the judgments of the left are sweetened by the mercy of the right. Rabbi Yitzhak said, why is a woman, spelled in Hebrew Isha, so called, which is derived from fire? The Hebrew word is Esh. He said to him, she contains judgment and mercy. She is therefore called Yisha, the letters of Esh He, Esh being judgment and He mercy. Esh is the word for fire, and fire always is manifesting judgment. And He is representing, in this case, relatively this discussion, Hay represents the physical world, but in this case it represents the level of mercy, the level of Binah. And this verse is saying that a woman is connected automatically, inherently, connected to both Malchut and Binah. Verse 3. Tachatzi Amar Rabbi Elazar Kol Ita Bedina Itkarya Adi Atama Tama Rachame Itanya Misi Idra Debarnush Barnash Ate Ivadra Umisitra Diata Ate Sumaka Tama Ita Mechi Vavra Vechi Vavra Adif. Come and see. Rabbi Elazar said, every woman is considered to be of judgment, since she is rooted in the left column. It is so until she tastes the taste of mercy. That is, marries a man, as a male is rooted in the right column, which is tested in mercy. We learn that it is from the side of the man that white is produced, such as the bones of the fetus, for he is of mercy. From the side of the woman comes the red of the fetus, the red of flesh and sinew, which are of judgment. When a woman tastes of the white, that is when she is married to a man, white is more predominant in her, though her root is the red. A woman is connected to Bina, left column, red. Woman is connected to Malchut, red, left column, or sometimes central column. But it's essentially a left column, also red. Women are always on the frame of judgment. That is their essence, their connections. But when a woman becomes married, the Zohar is telling us that she receives a connection to mercy. And it sweetens the judgment. And mercy becomes more dominant within her. Which is why for most of us, mother is a level of mercy. The woman is a level of mercy. But this is not true for all. Verse 4. V'tachatzi amaya siram noshe sha'ar amin diyade mishkeve tikura mishum t'taneman it yamina v'it shemala Yisrael ush'ar amin uvekiya v'gehinom alma da v'alma diate Yisrael l'kavle t'rachame ushar amin l'kavle t'dina udnam ita t'yatama tama v'rachame rachame nitzach ita d'tama tama d'dina Dina bedina itta bekat v'almlaehu itkirein v'hachlivin azve nefesh lo yadu shava. Come and see. This is why women of the other nations who know man by lying with him are forbidden to be wed. We have learned that there is right, chesed and left judgment, which are Israel and the other nations, and also the Garden of Eden on the right and Gehinnom on the left. This world is on the left and the world to come is on the right. The children of Israel correspond to mercy on the right and the other nations to judgment on the left. We have learned that when a woman has a taste of mercy, that is when she marries one of the men of Israel, mercy overpowers judgment, and she turns into mercy. When a woman has a taste of judgment, that is when she marries a foreigner who pertains to judgment, as mentioned, judgment cleaves to judgment. The judgment in the woman adheres to the judgment in the foreigner. It is written of them, the dogs are insolently greedy. They never have enough. A verse from Isaiah chapter 56. Well, this doesn't appear to be politically correct in today's world. A woman who marries an idol worshiper, a woman who marries someone who isn't Jewish, that the Zohar elsewhere explains that the other nations have their connection built into their connection is built into the left column. The other nations connect to the left column. when the left column connects to the left column, a woman marries a non-Jew, that woman is connecting judgment to judgment direct without any sweetening of the mercy. And that woman will tend to manifest judgment in a much more strict and harsh way. And that's why the verse, when Moses sent the nation to destroy the children of Moab, he said, only women, children, women, child, who have not known a man. Because once that negativity, that left column, comes into a woman, it's awfully hard to root it out. Verse 5. V'yalda tanenan tani velet v'yachom kushura boker kelev ma kalba takifa beruche chatzefa of haka dina bedina betifa bekola v'nivelet Israel Tanenan Kativi Atem Chad Vekim Vashem Elohechem Chayim Kulchem Chayom Mantet Mishum Benishmata Di Israel Atya Merucha De Elohim Chayim Diktiv Ki Ruach Bilfanai Yatov Mashma Diktiv Milfane Ufkich Ita Dehi Betulta Vela Itevakat Bedina Kashyadish Ar Amin Veita Bakat Ve Israel Rachame Natcha Veit Kesharat. In relation to this, we have learned that a woman who is married to a foreigner is attached to him like a dog. Just as a dog has a strong, impudent spirit, she who is married to a foreigner is also most impudent. When judgment cleaves to judgment, we learn that she who is married to one of the children of Israel, it says of her, that you did that cleave to Hashem your Elohim are alive, every one of you, this day. Verse from Devarim. What is the reason thereof? The soul of Israel comes from the spirit of living Elohim, as written, but the spirit should faint. Also, this word means envelope, before me. This is understood from the phrase, before me, which means from before the Shekhinah, namely from Zeron Pin, called Living Elohim. Therefore, in a virgin woman who does not cleave to the harsh judgment of the other nations, as mentioned above, but cleaves to Israel, which is of mercy, she is more powerful, and she is corrected from the judgments in her. A woman is able to handle more judgment than a man. That is why she has a period and a man does not. Well, you're going to say it's because she didn't conceive. But the fact that she didn't conceive is a judgment in and of itself. While it's not politically correct, it does not mean that the truth is not being expressed. And that's something to always remember when we're reading the Zohar. Verse 6. V'tachatzi ketiv amarti Olam chesed yibane Mai chesed hu chad nikite Mekitre Ilae Di Alma Vanishmata Di Israel Kara Lakucha Barithu Chesed Altanai Di
me. Vela yishtetze chesed me'alma. Ma shma diktiv yibane. Uvkich teneinan man deshetze chesed bi'alma. Yishtetze hu le'alma. Diate mi'alda ketiv la titye. Eshet chamet hachutza begin lemid mebad chesed am. Meita v'itaved binyana diktiv olam chesed libane. Come and see, it is written, for I have said, the world is built by chesed. A verse from Tehillim, chapter 89. What is chesed? He answers, it is one of the king's supernal sephirot, namely the highest of the lower seven sephirot, for the Holy One, blessed be he, named for the soul of Israel, chesed, on the condition that it would build chesed. Thus chesed will never cease. This is derived from the phrase is built, which refers to the chesed that will be built. We have therefore learned that he who causes chesed to cease in the world will perish in the world to come. Hence it is written, the wife of the dead shall not marry abroad to a stranger. Devarim chapter 25. In order to do kindness with the dead man, he that will be built and established, it is written, the world is built by chesed. This verse is pretty straightforward. That is the end of the section on Matot. It is the end of the totality of the Zohar on Matot. I had said that I would read some more from Pinchas, but I'm running tired. And so I'm going to call tonight over and ask you to check in with your information. So by 10 o'clock tonight, please have sent your email. Please have invested to make your email or even your comments appropriate and especially clear on so they can be posted on the website. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen. I wish you all a good journey. Be safe.